In George Bernard Shaw's words,
"The fact that a believer is happier than a sceptic is no more to the point than the fact that a drunken man is happier than a sober one."
Part of what a doctor can give a patient is consolation and reassurance. This is not to be dismissed out of hand. My doctor doesn't literally practice faith healing by laying on of hands, but many's the time I've been instantly cured of some minor ailment by a reassuring voice from an intelligent face surmounting a stethoscope. The placebo effect is well documented and not even very mysterious. Dummy pills with no pharmacological activity at all demonstrably improve health. That is why double-blind drug trials must use placebos as controls. It's why homeopathic remedies appear to work, even though they are so dilute that they have the same amount of active ingredient as the placebo control, zero molecules. Incidentally, an unfortunate byproduct of the encroachment by lawyers on doctors' territory is that doctors are now afraid to prescribe placebos in normal practice. Or bureaucracy may oblige them to identify the placebo in written notes, to which the patient has access, which of course defeats the object. Homeopaths may be achieving relative success because they, unlike orthodox practitioners, are still allowed to administer placebos under another name. They also have more time to devote to talking and simply being kind to the patient. In the early part of its long history, moreover, homeopathy's reputation was inadvertently enhanced by the fact that its remedies did nothing at all, by contrast with orthodox medical practices, such as bloodletting, which did active harm. Is religion a placebo that prolongs life by reducing stress? Possibly, although the theory must run a gauntlet of sceptics who point out the many circumstances in which religion causes rather than relieves stress. It's hard to believe, for example, that health is improved by the semi-permanent state of morbid guilt suffered by a Roman Catholic, possessed of normal human frailty and less than normal intelligence. Perhaps it's unfair to single out the Catholics. The American comedian Kathy Ladman observes that
all religions are the same. Religion is basically guilt with different holidays.
In any case, I find the placebo theory unworthy of the massively pervasive worldwide phenomenon of religion. I don't think the reason we have religion is that it reduced the stress levels of our ancestors. That's not a big enough theory for the job, although it may have played a subsidiary role. Religion is a large phenomenon, and it needs a large theory to explain it. Other theories miss the point of Darwinian explanations altogether. I'm talking about suggestions like religion satisfies our curiosity about the universe and our place in it, or religion is consoling. There may be some psychological truth here, as we shall see in chapter 10, but neither is in itself a Darwinian explanation. As Steven Pinker pointedly said of the consolation theory in How the Mind Works,
it only raises the question of why a mind would evolve to find comfort in beliefs it can plainly see are false. A freezing person finds no comfort in believing he is warm. A person face to face with a lion is not put at ease by the conviction that it is a rabbit.
At the very least, the consolation theory needs to be translated into Darwinian terms, and that is harder than you might think. Psychological explanations to the effect that people find some belief agreeable or disagreeable are proximate, not ultimate, explanations. Darwinians make much of this distinction between proximate and ultimate. The proximate explanation for the explosion in the cylinder of an internal combustion engine invokes the sparking plug. The ultimate explanation concerns the purpose for which the explosion was designed, to impel a piston from the cylinder, thereby turning a crankshaft. The proximate cause of religion might be hyperactivity in a particular node of the brain. I shall not pursue the neurological idea of a God center in the brain because I'm not concerned here with proximate questions.